Residents of Timbuktu face food shortages. Al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants blockaded that city in Mali. Humanitarian aid is no longer arriving, and travel in or out of the city is almost impossible. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwoto called a resident there.
35-year-old Mahmoud Kasamba says his city is under siege. He says the prices of food and produce have doubled, and stocks that were brought south from Algeria to markets across his city have emptied. Timbuktu has an almost mythical status, seen as one of the cradles of Islamic scholarship. It had been experiencing a period of relative peace in recent years after insurgents took over the city in 2012. But now it's on the front line of the fighting again. Kasamba says people feel afraid to leave their homes and that there's no help. In mid-August, JNIM, an Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist group, made a declaration of war on Timbuktu. Now, thousands of people on the edge of the Sahara have been shut off from the outside world, with no routes in and out by road, air, or along the Niger River.
Yeah, there's a direct consequence between the UN withdrawal and what's happening in Timbuktu and the rest of the north.
Ulf Lessing is based in the Malian capital, Bamako, and is Sahel Program Director for the Konrad Adenauer Foundation. He says last year, the military ordered the UN peacekeeping force of about 13,000 to leave, and now insecurity is rising in northern Mali.
It was all part of a nationalist power play. You know, I mean, the government is under pressure. They have to show something.
Mali's new military leaders took power 2 years ago, in the second of two coups within a year, riding a wave of dismay at insecurity and anger at French influence in its former colonies. It's cut ties with France and established closer ties with Russia. The Wagner mercenary group now operates alongside the Malian army and has left a trail of human rights abuses in its wake. The government has claimed that the situation in Timbuktu is under control, but residents say otherwise. And Mahmoud Kasamba says the reality is that people in his city live in fear of what is to come. Emmanuel Akinwoto, NPR News, Lagos.